Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your biweekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in. Hello, 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 my gorgeous souls and my beautiful moon people out there. Welcome back to the Full Moon Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, and I am so happy you decided to press play today. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so excited to talk about today's episode because in today's episode, we are going to be talking all about what the energy of the Gemini full moon eclipse has in store for you. Yes, my loves, we have a full moon and a lunar eclipse on the same day, and the energy is going to be potent for shifting in two major areas in your life. You are not going to want to miss this one. As always, I will highlight the best crystal to pair with this full moon eclipse and leave you with a powerful affirmation to help you align with this lunar energy and attract the life you really want and deserve. Last but not least, I have a high vibrational mix for you, a high vibrational music playlist for you to celebrate this moon, raise your vibration, and get excited for all of the opportunity that this Gemini new moon energy is all about. Before we get started, I want everyone to know that our full moon ritual spray is on sale this week. You can use code FULLMOON20 to save 20% off your bottle of full moon ritual spray to get prepared, aligned, and ready for this Gemini full moon eclipse. You can click the link in the show notes to check out our full moon energy spray. We have a new moon energy spray. We have an aura cleansing spray and a couple other amazing products for all of you to check out in our online shop. You can head over to fullmoonradio.shop or click the link in the show notes to grab your bottle of full moon ritual spray in time to celebrate this Gemini moon. That being said, let's dive right in. Welcome to eclipse season, y'all. We have two eclipse seasons every single year. We see a series of eclipses in the summer, and we also see a series of eclipses in the fall, late fall, winter that we are entering into now. We see solar eclipses and lunar eclipses every eclipse season, and they are intense. Eclipse season is always intense. They trigger big changes and transformation, and this eclipse is here to let us know that we are not done evolving yet. We have more work to do this year, and this full moon eclipse is here to guide us. The full moon eclipse is going to be on November 30th. The entire world will be celebrating this amazing full moon eclipse together. The full moon eclipse is going to be happening at 1:29 a.m. Los Angeles time, Pacific Standard Time, 1:29 a.m. That makes it 4:29 a.m. in New York, Eastern Standard Time. That makes the eclipse happen at 9:29 a.m. in London, Universal Time. And since we have so many listeners out in New Zealand and in Australia, I'm going to start highlighting the time of the eclipse for Sydney. And the time of the eclipse for Sydney and all our beautiful people out in Australia is 8:29 p.m. So we'll all be celebrating this eclipse on the 30th, no matter where you are in the world. And this eclipse is going to be visible in the sky for a lot of the world. Pretty much Africa is the only country who is not going to be able to see this eclipse clearly. But if you live in Europe, if you live in Asia, Australia, North America, South America, the Pacific, the Atlantic, or even the Arctic, you are going to be able to see this eclipse clearly. So make sure you set your alarm for the time that I just said and you get out and you take a peek. It's going to be kind of early in the morning for us here in America, but a little bit more convenient for you over in Europe and in Sydney. So no matter where you are in the world, I hope you set your alarm and you get out and you bask in this beautiful full moon eclipse energy. A lunar eclipse is like a reset button. It's like a reset button on our emotions, and we're able to clear and release any emotional baggage from the last 6 months. Yes, eclipse energy lasts for 6 months, you guys. So check back in your life from 6 months ago. This takes us back till May. What was happening in your life then? Can you make any connections, any realizations, any baggage that you can already notice that you can drop? But see what's coming up for you at this time. See what connections and closure you can make, because eclipses signify a reset and they also signify endings and closure. So see what's ending for you now and know that with every ending, there is a new beginning in sight. And this full moon eclipse has the potential for massive beginnings and massive endings. This eclipse is also like shining a light on what we don't know or what we need to know. So pay close attention as to what surfaces, what truths come out, and what information discloses itself around this moon. This is information that you need to know. This is information that will help you move forward in a better light and making better decisions. You're going to have a higher sense of awareness this full moon, because eclipses are like full moons, but only stronger. So our emotions are going to feel even more intense. Our intuition is going to be even stronger. Our instincts are going to be heightened. We're going to have a higher sense of awareness, and we are going to be able to look at our life from a more balanced and a more impartial view and perspective. During this moon, this beautiful full moon, take a moment to be grateful for everything that you have overcome this year. Take a moment to celebrate your growth, because my gosh, we have all gone through so much this year. This has been one of the hardest years for so many people. We have all been struggling. We've all been deconstructing. We've all been going through a lot this year. Do not feel alone. Know that we are all in this together, and take a moment to really feel grateful. Feel so grateful and appreciative for the fact that you've made it through all the hardships you've made it through this year. You've gotten to this more beautiful place, and celebrate your growth. You have gone through so much and you deserve to celebrate. So full moons are the best time to celebrate. Make a list of what you're grateful for. Make a list of all the things you've overcame this year, and feel strong, feel confident, feel powerful in all of the obstacles that you were able to get through. We may not be done growing yet, but we should be very, very proud of how far we've come, and be very proud of the beautiful person that you are becoming, and get ready and grateful for even more big shifts to come. This full moon eclipse is in the air sign of Gemini. Gemini is a mutable air sign that rules the mind. You're probably going to feel very indecisive. Your thoughts may be running, wheels may be turning, and a lot of information could be coming at you that can distract you and confuse you right now. This is a highly charged eclipse with the potential to cause breakups, breakdowns, and financial crisis. On a collective level, this can trigger riots, anarchy, and revolutions. We're going to see a lot of shifts in big business, in corporations, and in the government in the next couple months and even years. People that have been abusing their power are going to come to the surface. Governments are going to collapse. Corporations are going to collapse. We're going to see huge shifts in the way that we do things. And these shifts are going to happen for the next couple months and even years. So don't be surprised by any big news that comes out in the collective, and don't stay in the lower vibration and get stuck in the chaos this full moon. This Gemini full moon also has two strong themes that it really wants you to focus on. And these two major areas are love and money. There's a huge focus on love and relationships and on money and what needs to change in these areas. Because where we're imbalanced with love and in our relationships and in money is going to really surface and create tension around this moon. A full moon in Gemini reminds us that we get to choose our own communities. We get to choose our friends, our lovers, and the people that we surround ourselves with. And that we should feel excited, supported, and deeply connected to the people that we choose to allow into our lives. Your home, your family, and your intimate relationships are going to be put into sharper focus. And this eclipse is going to shine a light on the opposing forces and the frustrations, letting you know where you need to balance things out in these areas. It's time to take analysis of your relationships and the relationship dynamic. You're going to be able to see anything that's causing stress or disharmony this full moon. It's time to look at the balance between your need for emotional support and your need for love. Look at the dynamic between these two in the relationship. Are you being fully supported? Because both of these needs are very high, and our relationships need to satisfy both our emotional and our loving needs. It's time to question the other person, question their motives, their attitudes, their energy. But also, it's time to check yourself. What energy are you giving in these relationships? What energy are you giving to these people? It's time to really check yourself here. Because the law of attraction and the law of love work very, very similar, you guys. If you want to have more loving relationships, it's got to start with you and what you're giving out. Are you being supportive on both levels? Are you being supportive lovingly and emotionally with every person and every relationship? Because in every situation and every person and every relationship, you're either giving out love or you're not. You're giving out negativity. So the law of attraction and the law of love or relationship works very, very similar and the same. What you give to others, you give to yourself, you guys. The law of attraction works the same. What you give in the relationship, you're going to receive back in the relationship. When you give love to others, you receive love back. And you don't only receive love back from the people that you give love to, but you actually receive more love and things to love from life itself. When you give love in your relationships, when you give kindness, when you give understanding, when you give love, you then get love and receive love in every aspect of your life, including your health, your money, your happiness, your career, and etc. It goes on and on. When you give out negativity to your relationships, to the people that you love, because you're holding a grudge against them or you're holding resentment towards that person because of something they did to you 10 years ago, you're only actually going to receive that negativity back. And you might not receive that negativity back from that person directly, but you will receive negativity back from the universe and from life itself. The negativity will then come back to you in different ways and multiply by attracting more shit that you will be negative about. So the law of attraction and the law of love and relationship works the same. Whatever you give energy to, you will receive back. So it's time to look in the mirror of your relationships and see what you've been giving. If your current relationships are great, it means you're giving more love, more kindness, and more gratitude than negativity. But if your current relationships are difficult, they're negative, they're challenging, you're not excited about them, they're not passionate, then you're focusing more on the negatives and you're giving more negativity to that relationship than positivity. Some people think, I'm gonna give love to that person or be nice to that person when that person is nice to me. But that is not how this magnetic universe works. This is not how law of attraction works. And you attract what you give and what you feel. This full moon, really assess your relationships. Decide what people are good for you and what people you really want in your life. And then decide that you are going to change that relationship with them. Decide that you are going to give that relationship your all. Because you can change any relationship. If that person means something to you, if you really want this person in your life, you can change any relationship you're in by focusing on what you love about that person. Focus on what you're grateful for about that person. Focus on what you appreciate about that person. And just continue to focus on that. Look for all the things you love about the people that you're loving and you're in relationships with, and focus on that. Watch your relationships start to change. Decide which relationships you really want, and then give them your all by focusing on what you love about them, by focusing on giving love instead of negativity. Your life will completely change. All of your relationships will completely change, and you will actually start manifesting and attracting more good and more things to be positive and happy and love about into your life. This full moon, it's also a really good time to take inventory of the friends that you have in your life, not just your family, not just your lovers, but the friends that you have in your life. We get to choose, remember, who we bring in and who we allow into our energy and who we make space for. And there is a quote by a famous motivational speaker named Jim Rohn that says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. The people that you spend the most time with, you guys, really shape who you are. The people that you allow into your life really shape your energy, and they determine the conversations that you dominantly have, where your attention dominantly goes, and what you really choose to focus on. The people that you allow into your life affect your attitude and your behavior, and eventually you actually start to think and act and behave like the people that you hang out with. So remember the quote, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So maybe it's time to reconsider who you're allowing to influence your energy. Maybe it's time to reconsider who are your best friends and why they're your best friends. Because your time is valuable. Your energy is valuable. You are valuable. And the people that you choose to hang out with are heavily going to influence your value. So it might be time to upgrade your friends. It might be time to start hanging out with people who can make you better. It might be time to start hanging out with people you can learn from, you can travel with, you can grow with, and maybe let go of those people that are keeping you stuck and keeping you stagnant in the lower vibration. This full moon, it's also time to look at your relationship with money. This moon says it is time to not only change your relationships, but it's time to change your relationship and the way that you look at money. We were all born with a blank slate of the mind, a pure, whole, beautiful soul ready to live out and pursue our wildest dreams. And we may not be aware that we took some financial advice from our parents, from our grandparents, and from people who actually know nothing about finance at all. We all have some really shitty limiting beliefs about money, and this moon is asking us to reevaluate and release any limiting beliefs or blocks that we have decided to hold on to and live out in our adult lives. Your relationship with money is just as important as any other relationship, you guys. Your relationship with money influences every other relationship that you do have in your life. Because if you don't have enough money, you're not going to feel yourself. You're not going to feel confident, powerful, and able to do the things that you need to do. And it's going to domino effect into your work life, into your friend life, and pretty much dictate your whole overall vibe. So it's time to check in with your relationship with money and reinvent the way that you look at money and reinvent the way that you feel about money. It's time to let go of the beliefs that your parents may have instilled in you about money, that your grandparents may have instilled in with you about money, and that society may have instilled in your subconscious about money. It's time to recondition your brain when it comes to money, because the same old beliefs just aren't going to work anymore. You can tell if you need to work on your relationship with money by looking at your bank account. If you're happy with the finances you have, the investments you have, and your future, then you're playing the money game right. But if your bank account is negative, you're in debt, you don't have enough, and you don't feel secure, it's time to work on your relationship with money. You have to treat your relationship with money just like you treat your husband, your boyfriend, your best friend, your girlfriends, any relationship that's important to you. This is the huge difference between wealthy people and poor people. Wealthy people have a strong bond and relationship with money. They appreciate it. They learn about it. They love it. They make it grow. They make their money work for them. They value it. They love it. And they are constantly working at building their wealth knowledge and their wealth consciousness. And they're always working at this relationship with money because it's important to them. So see where money falls into your life this moon. How important has it been to you? And are you ready to change your financial situation? Because just like any relationship, the more time and energy you give to money, the more your money will grow. But you've really got to change how you feel about money for your money flow to change. And that's what this moon is asking you to really open up to. To me, money is freedom. Money is a tool. Money is a resource that allows me to have a lot more fun and do a lot more of what I really want to do in life. So if you're one of those people who thinks money's not important, or money makes you evil, or that you can never afford that, or that you'll never be wealthy, or that wanting more money isn't spiritual, it's time to go deep into your mind, into your belief system, and see what blocks you've put up for yourself around money and which blocks you really need to let go of this moon so that you can reach financial freedom and financial stability in 2021, my loves. My absolute favorite book for changing your beliefs about money, this book has absolutely changed my life. It's called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. I will link this book in the show notes below, but this book is so, so good for releasing any limiting beliefs and acknowledging what limiting beliefs we really have about money. And it teaches you how to get into the abundance mindset, the wealth mindset, and it teaches you how wealthy people really think and act. I actually went to the seminar, the Millionaire Mind Intensive, which goes with this book, and they talk about it in the book. I went to the seminar in Las Vegas, and my financial game, my money flow, completely changed ever since this seminar. So I highly recommend you reading this book if you're ready to change your money game and you start embracing wealth and you start learning about wealth and money. Don't be one of those people who never checks your bank account anymore. Don't be one of those people who's afraid to check your finances. Don't be one of those people who has no idea what's going on with your money and where your finances are going. Because this moon is asking you to take charge of your finances and get in control of your money game. Because this moon can help you open new financial avenues, open new financial doors, and really help you get to that next financial level. But you've got to make the first move and start becoming aware of your finances and start showing the universe that you're serious about taking this next step with money. So set some intentions this moon on letting go of the old ways you used to think about people, the old ways you used to think about money, about love, and about your relationships. Use your heightened awareness this full moon to completely change your relationships and your finances for good, because this full moon energy is potent and can really help you let go and change your lane for good. This full moon is going to have you thinking deeply about your relationships, deeply about your money flow and what needs to change in these areas. You're also going to be having wild intuitive downloads, very, very strong connection to your divine, your higher self, and your intuition. And you're really going to be able to see the bigger picture, see what the next phase and what the next chapter is going to look like for you. The best things you can do right now are to stay flexible, be open and adaptive to change, and really use your intuition to help you take advantage of this full moon energy and change your relationships, change your finances, and change your perspective on life for good. The more open you are and the less you try to hold on and control, the better. This eclipse is going to bring you new opportunities, new financial flow, new love, new relationships, and prepare you even more for this great awakening that we're all going through right now. Focus on your frequency. Focus on being positive. Focus on whatever you're manifesting and visualize it now and continue to visualize it, because these goals, these intentions, and this new vision is going to continue to play out for years to come. So do not, the worst thing you can do right now is tune into the lower vibes, tune into the news and the collective and the lower energies. You want to stay in an elevated place and an elevated space right now so that you can thrive and continue to thrive as we move through this transformation into the new age. So really focus right now on anything that brings you joy, brings you happiness, brings you peace, serenity, and connection. And just keep doing that. Focus on your frequency. Continue to raise your frequency to a higher vibration. And just be patient, my loves, because in 1 year from now, we are all going to be in such a different place. It's going to be magic. So be patient. Be positive and get excited for all the opportunity that is going to come for you with this eclipse season and with all the year to come. Moving right along, our crystal for this full moon eclipse is clear quartz. Clear quartz is the perfect crystal to keep you aligned during this full moon eclipse. It aids in your concentration, it helps unlock deeply stored memories, and it enhances your psychic abilities. It's going to help stimulate any downloads that want to come through this full moon and can help bring you some clarity through all the chaos that might be going on around you. Clear quartz also brings the body into balance. It harmonizes all of the chakras, and it clears any negative or stored energy from your body and from your aura, from your complete energy field. It helps your thoughts flow more peacefully and more clearly, and it's going to help you stay grounded and clear throughout this crazy Gemini full moon eclipse. It's here to help you transform, change, and keep you grounded and clear this full moon, and I will share with you a couple ways you can use it. A few ways you can use clear quartz to amplify this full moon energy in your life. First, you can do an aura clearing meditation. As I said, clear quartz is very powerful for clearing the body and the aura of negative energy, and this includes stored emotion, stored trauma, and just anything that needs to go. It can help break up and release any stagnant negative energy in the body. So to do an aura clearing quartz meditation, you're going to want to lie down in a comfortable spot, place your piece of quartz on your third eye. There's a link in the show notes below for you to grab a piece of clear quartz so you have it in time to do this meditation before the full moon. Anyways, click the link in the show notes below, and you'll want to put this piece of quartz right on your third eye. As you're laying down, you'll deeply breathe and you will visualize a beam of light. Visualize a beam of light directly coming down from source, from the sky, directly in to your third eye where the piece of clear quartz is. Allow this beam of light to then penetrate through the quartz, through your third eye, and into your body. Visualize this beam of light completely covering your entire body from head to toe. As you do this, this white light is actually going to be clearing with the crystal energy, and then you're going to visualize any negativity, any negative energy, anything that's stuck, any limiting beliefs, any physical, mental, or emotional blocks releasing through the bottom of your feet as a black smoke being dumped right into the earth. So you'll be lying down, visualizing this beautiful beam of light coming through the center of your third eye, through the crystal, covering your entire body. And with every inhale, you'll be clearing and cleansing. And with every exhale, you're gonna visualize anything that needs to go, releasing through the bottom of both of your feet as a black smoke, completely cleansing and clearing back into the earth. Do this visualization for a minimum of 10 minutes, and after you do, you will feel so light, so clear, and so recharged. The crystal and the white light will have actually completely cleared your field, and you will feel ready to take on whatever this full moon brings. The second way you can use this clear quartz this moon is to sleep with it under your pillow to help you clear any mental or emotional blocks or traumas while you are sleeping. So all you have to do for this one is place a piece of clear quartz under your pillow or in your pillowcase while you're sleeping, and it will do the magic while you're asleep. While you're asleep, your conscious mind is resting and the subconscious mind will be working with this crystal to clear any negative energy, any stored trauma from the emotional and from the mental body. You might have some intense, some scary, or some really positive and beautiful dreams, but when you wake up, just know that the crystal was doing its work and whatever dreams that you had were surfacing so that they could be cleared and released for good. And the last way you can use clear quartz this full moon is in our full moon energy spray. So we have a full moon energy spray that is meant specifically for aligning with full moon energy and to help your body release any stored energy. Our full moon energy spray is infused with quartz, black tourmaline, and amethyst crystals. So it's very, very powerful in releasing any stored energy. Full moon ritual spray is also infused with essential oils of frankincense, lang lang, and myrrh, which will also help you clear and release. You can spray our full moon ritual spray all around your body, especially above the crown and third eye areas. This is going to help promote any downloads to come through. This is going to help release any stagnant energy. It's going to help you clear and release anything you need to this full moon. It will also inspire any downloads that need to come through or any intuitive messages that your intuition is trying to tell you. After you spray our ritual spray, you're going to want to close your eyes and deeply breathe and see what messages and intuitive downloads come through for the next 10 minutes. Have your journal near you to write down anything that comes through. Anything that surfaces is there for you to analyze, for you to realize what's here, what needs to stay, and what needs to go. What is helping your life or what is hurting your life? Use the full moon ritual spray to help bring these messages to the surface, and then write down anything that needs to go and let it go for good this full moon, you guys. Release, 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 and let go anything that's not serving your purpose, because holding on is only holding you back. I hope you enjoy your piece of clear quartz and you enjoy the full moon ritual spray, and it brings you so much clarity and so much confidence this full moon. Our affirmation. As always, I have an affirmation for you to help reprogram your mind, attract the life that you want, and align with this Gemini full moon. And the affirmation for your Gemini full moon is, I easily manifest love and money. I am open to infinite possibility. I embrace the blessings that are flowing to my life now. Woo, say it loud, say it proud. I easily manifest love and money. I am open to infinite possibility, and I embrace the blessings that are flowing into my life now. Repeat this affirmation 100 times. Repeat this affirmation every day until you feel every cell in your body rejoicing with love, with gratitude and abundance. This affirmation will help you attract love, will help you attract money, will help you attract better relationships, and help you stay open to all the infinite possibilities and blessings that are coming your way this full moon. Last, but definitely not least, I have a high vibrational music mix for you to celebrate this moon, shift your limiting beliefs around relationships and money, and let go of any blocks that you need to this full moon. You can use this music to manifest or release, to journal or meditate, to do your full moon ritual, or just to raise your vibration. This music is high vibrational, so it will attune your vibration to those of the higher vibes and help you really channel your intuition and figure out what needs to stay and what needs to go this full moon. There is a link to this high vibrational mix in the show notes below, and you can find it on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/fullmoonradiopodcast. I hope you enjoy this music. I hope you enjoy your clear quartz crystal and your full moon ritual spray. I hope you enjoy the transformation that you are going through and the beautiful person that you are becoming, because you are evolving, girlfriend, into the most beautiful version of you. You are evolving into the most happy, most positive, most beautiful version that of yourself that you have ever known. And I am so happy to be guiding you and helping you along the way. We will be back on December 2nd, getting you prepared for the December new moon and solar eclipse that's coming up on December 14th. Yes, we are in the middle of eclipse season, and we have another eclipse coming up on December 14th. This time it's a solar eclipse. Next week, it is Thanksgiving here in the USA, and my family and I are starting a new tradition. We are going camping and on a mountain biking trip for Thanksgiving. So I cannot wait to get outside and literally cook Thanksgiving out in nature and have the first and most amazing Thanksgiving dinner outside. If you're not already following me on Instagram, follow me at fullmoon.radio so you can follow along on the Thanksgiving adventure. Again, I will be back on the podcast December 2nd, updating you for the December new moon and solar eclipse coming up on the 14th. I cannot wait to see you guys again soon. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.